The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, it seems everywhere we turn, it almost be better to close the curtains, wouldn't it? I hope you're feeling good in those nooks and crannies out there, because it's nothing but bleak in some of the things that we've been talking about here lately. However, depending on how you view this, the money is going to be appropriated, it's looking like it anyway. We'll see ultimately what the Senate decides, but the House voted to fund this effort to train the Syrian rebels that we're supposedly going to vet. We're going to do some extreme vetting. That's the term that's being thrown around. To have the boots on the ground of people there, that's the Syrian rebels, to stamp out the threat of the Islamic State, which that threat is getting really, really scary. Scary when it affects the Western world, and that's exactly what's happened. The word came down that in Australia, there was going to be Islamic jihadists who were out circulating and were coming up with a plan. We're going to have a public execution. The idea was they would kidnap someone from the public and then just kill them so that everybody, the world, could see and everybody would realize that what they had done, and they would videotape it. Luckily, in Australia, they were tipped off to this and the plot was foiled, because I'm telling you, for the first time, they have pegged in the red. You know what I mean by that? Remember when we used to have the alerts? You drive to the airport and it would say, oh, high alert for terrorist attack today. Remember that whole thing of gauging on what the threat was? Well, they did the same thing in Australia, and now they have that terror alert raised to its highest level, and it hasn't been raised to that level since 2003. The Australian Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, told reporters, because everybody was all over this, that they got some intelligence, piece of intelligence, that these militants were inside their borders and that they were going to figure out a way to do a demonstration killing. They were going to kidnap someone off the street and they were going to slaughter them in front of people, and they were going to film it. They were going to behead somebody and they were going to drape them in an ISIS flag. Not good. They're looking for links. They're looking and searching in Brisbane, all over the place. They've got 25 search warrants. They've got 800 people immediately that they flushed out all over the Sydney suburbs to try to stop that, to try to, you know, put their form of policing out there on the corners to make sure that nothing happened the best they could. So, boy, this happens right when you have the departing Director General of the Australian Security Intelligence Organization last week. So now, boom, they peg the number up, and the threat had started to move up anyway, but there's been a lot of influence of jihadists fighting for Islamic extremist ISIS in the Middle East who were recruiting Australians to fight. So they've recruited Australians, Americans, especially the Brits, and they're leaving. They're taking their passport and they're going over and they're marching with the Islamic jihadist guys in some of these small towns in Iraq and along some of the Syrian border areas too. And Australia was, of course, one of the 40 nations that agreed to, yeah, we're going to help you fight ISIS because we understand what it means to us. They agreed to send military advisors to Iraq. They're going to deploy some aircraft, fighter jets, all of that, to the United Arab Emirates. They're also going to help do whatever they can for the humanitarian crisis. No combat troops, just like the United States is saying, no combat troops. You don't believe everything you read. But What a scary moment for the Australians. And by the way, speaking of being overseas, the polls in Scotland for something different are open in the country's landmark independence referendum. I saw a copy of their referendum today, and it's just, should Scotland be vote for independence, yes or no? And if it's yes, they're done. No more England. That's it. They're an independent country, and it raises a lot of interesting questions. I really don't think the U.S. would be excited about Scotland being off on its own, and it's curious as to what's going to happen here because it's tough to get a beat on it. I've heard kind of 50-50. There are people that want to see Scotland be independent. 4.2 million people have registered to vote. That's the largest ever in Scotland. They think the turnout's going to be incredibly high. So a vote for independence would mean Scotland, with a population of over 5 million, would split from the United Kingdom, as I said, that is made up of England, Wales, and Northern Ireland. And, of course, the results will come in. We'll have those for you as we'll be on the air. Scotland's first minister, a guy named Alex Salmond, has led this pro-independence called Yes Scotland campaign for a while now. And they're even extending the vote to 16 and 17-year-olds living in Scotland. We want everyone to vote. So there's a lot of pride. There's a lot of Scottish pride that is swirling around. You see a lot of the flags, a lot of conversation about that, a lot of conversation about what it would be like to be independent of England, but there would be also things that they would lose as a result of that in weighing the pros and the cons. With that many people registered, I bet a lot of people, it's going to be an avalanche of voting. And what does that mean when the results start to come in? I think the results are probably going to be really tough to tabulate. It's going to come down right to the end. I really think that. Because it's such a coin flip, or so it seems anyway, in handicapping it. It looks that way. Looks to be that way. Hey, coming up on this hour of America Tonight, it is about the numbers, so another version of We Can Count. I say you not only follow the money, but you follow the numbers, and we got a bunch of them for you, including a real shocker when it comes to one disgraced football player, Adrian Peterson, and how much he gets a week not to play. As much as he's losing endorsements, his still main source of money is not going away. We'll also talk about what's been happening in the NFL as it's broader than the game itself. Domestic violence, child abuse, all kinds of conversations are happening. I like to say America Tonight is about water cooler buzz, and this is the ultimate water cooler buzz. Talk about taking your temperature, whether or not you should use a switch on a four-year-old, what's happening in some of these domestic violence cases, and what should have happened in the very beginning, and what the league did afterwards, and was it the right way to go? All that coming up next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Segment of America Tonight. As I said, we can count coming up in our next seg, and you won't believe what Adrian Peterson, the running back for the Minnesota Vikings, is actually taking home, despite the fact that he's on the shelf and there's yet another player arrested in a domestic violence case, too, and we'll throw that crazy story in as well. How about this? There's a wild story going around, and I thought it was just kind of a rumor, but no, it's not a rumor. There's Ebola patients buying survivors' blood from the black market, and so the World Health Organization is issuing a big giant warning out there since this is the deadliest outbreak in history. It's killed, the outbreak has killed 2,400 people in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone between those countries, and now we've got Americans that are there on the ground helping to fight to stop the spread of Ebola. And with that happening, where we've sent 3,000 people, so that's how serious it is. I mean, we don't send people with kits and all the get-ups to wear to train healthcare workers if we're not concerned that this outbreak could get worse. And could it mutate, the virus mutate, and then what would that mean? So the work with these countries is serious, serious stuff. But here's what's happening. And, I mean, how sad is this? Studies are saying that blood transfusions from survivors might prevent or treat the Ebola virus infection in others, but the results of the studies are still hard to interpret. That's the problem. It's not known whether antibodies in the plasma, of survivors are sufficient to treat they say, or even prevent the disease because they don't have enough research on it. Of course they don't. Convalescent serum has been used to treat patients, including the latest American aid worker, Rick Sacra, who's in Nebraska. He got blood from Kent Brantley, the other American who survived Ebola. Both were infected when they were helping people in Liberia. But unlike that situation, patients in affected nations are getting blood through the wrong channels, so they've got this trade, this illicit trade that can lead to the spread of other infections, and this is terrible, including HIV and other blood-related ailments. How awful is that? So they're trying to warn people, don't believe when you're offered this, when you're offered this blood. Don't believe it. It's the convalescent serum, but through the right channels, because of the testing and everything else that they have to do, they have to look for infections. I mean, otherwise, can you imagine you've got Ebola in the beginning stages, and then you get this blood that's tainted with HIV. The double whammy, the kiss of death times two. Because it's tough to knock this thing out, especially when we're talking about these patients in those areas that I mentioned. The U.S., beyond sending the troops and the materials to build the hospitals and healthcare workers and all that kind of stuff, we're creating some kind of a facility to help train healthcare workers to identify and care for the Ebola patients, because it's not always easy to tell the Ebola. You know, first you're feeling like a headache-y and feel sick, and then boom, all of a sudden it's full on. You full on have the Ebola virus has caught you, and you didn't see it coming. You didn't see it coming. It's like the sad story about one of these small villages. There's sort of one guy left. He went off to help some other people, and he comes back and he finds out that his town, his little village, has pretty much been wiped out. And Ebola, people forget this because you had the doctor and the other worker who survived, and then the other one who's surviving now in Nebraska. But Ebola wipes out about 90% of patients. The death rate in the outbreak has dropped, so that's a good thing, to 60%. It's still very, very dangerous. There are people that are dying. There are people that are sick, and there are people that just can't get help. They're not getting treatments. The symptoms, a fever, crazy fever that hits you 104, just sick all the time, tired, uncomfortable. I mean, it's bad. Dr. Brantley described it as walking into the fire pit of hell when, you know, if you got that, just how awful it was. And it's weird because they're saying, think of the areas that where the people have come down with Ebola. And I was just reading something about fruit bats. They're supposedly the natural carriers of the Ebola virus, that they're the ones that are carrying it, and there's something that protects them from bleeding to death. They might have those antibodies that they're talking about. But but Ebola, pretty much what it does, when Brantley's saying what it feels like, it kills the person through a blood hemorrhage in whoever the victim is, whoever the person is. And can you imagine? I can't imagine the fatal cases. So they've been studying it, and antibodies might not be the vaccine, maybe the cure, who knows. They're still working on it. But how lucky for the Americans that, knock on wood, this last guy is looking really good, that the first two survived it, but in the beginning it was scary. Scary to see them, and you thought, oh, they're going to come back and not make it, but luckily they did. Luckily they made it. All right, in the meantime, in California, as I said, this is, we're mixing it up here, some odds and ends. In California, over 2,000 homes, they say, were on high alert, threatened because of these out-of-control wildfires. You know, this is not anything new. The places where the wildfire bubbles up is, you know, you're talking about huge swaths of timber east of Sacramento. And you had 2,500 firefighters still now who are taking this on, tackling this. That's a lot of homes. That's a lot of firefighters. You can imagine how explosive this could be. The fires burned about 44 square miles, they say, of trees. And it's a large and dangerous fire. And they're looking at evacuations. The governor already declared a state of emergency so that there'd be money for the two fires. I mean, this is what they do in California. They juggle money all the time because they know they're going to have some bad fires and they know they're going to need the money to pay that. They're saying a church burned, a library burned, elementary school were damaged by flames because you had winds, sadly, 40-mile-an-hour winds, which that doesn't help. That's going to just push the fire. And they're looking at what the cause of it was. 60% contained after burning 375 acres. 60%. Think of the drought. Think of what that does. Compound that with the drought and how disastrous that is. I mean, awful. Although, getting out, I say this all the time, it's so true, I've seen this over and over again, and probably some of you have. I mean, maybe the unimaginable happened to you when you were in a fire. The first thing is human life, whatever it is making sure that everybody's evacuated out, whatever it might be. And not running back in to protect something, to think that they can fight the fire. No, that doesn't work. If you're standing there with a garden hose, there's a big problem. Because guess what? The guys who are coming in to save you, they are wrapped in a whole bunch of gear. And there is no way you are saving a house with even the strongest garden hose that you can imagine. Yes, if you had some little tiny thing that bubbled up, but not in the middle of this. Oh, there's absolutely no way. No way. The fire will get to you first. And I've seen it time and time and time again. They think they're okay, but then the fire gets just a little bit too close. And then you can't get out and you're trapped. All right, you're not trapped. Coming up in just a few minutes. Woohoo! It's about the numbers. We can count.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free. And get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Check this out. How about Texas executing a woman for starving a 9-year-old boy? It happened in Huntsville. Lisa Coleman received a lethal injection about an hour after the Supreme Court rejected a last-day appeal to spare her. She was pronounced dead at 6:24 p.m. Central, just 12 minutes after the Texas Department of Criminal officials did that administering of the drug, of the lethal dose. and Coleman became the ninth convicted killer, second woman, by the way, I bet you didn't know that, to get the lethal injection in Texas this year. Nationally, she's the 15th woman executed since the Supreme Court in 76 allowed the death penalty to resume. And just out of curiosity, I wonder how many of you know this. During that same time, 1,400 men have been put to death. 1,400 men. Wow. How about this story about the mystery millionaire who's going to pay $30 million to know who exactly shot down Malaysian Airlines Flight 17. It was brought down in July, presumably by pro-Russian separatists who took responsibility in a way for the attack but later denied it. A German private investigation firm was contacted by somebody who wants to get the details on the plane. They offered $30 million, just flat cash, for the information. That's a full $5 million more than the U.S. offered for, think about this, the money leading to the capture of Osama bin Laden, just to put it into your perspective. So after that terrible thing that happened, obviously somebody with a reason wants to know what it was, and they're willing to pay. I'm betting, because they're anonymous, I'm betting that they had somebody close to them on that flight. Somebody close to them on that flight. All right, so you know how there's a conversation about working with Iran, that they could be part of this whole deal now. The Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, has denounced the Islamic State's beheadings of innocent people, saying they are shameful actions and they violate Islamic principles. From the viewpoint of the Islamic tenets and culture, killing innocent people equals the killing of whole humanity. And so the beheading of innocent people, this is Rouhani saying this, is in fact a matter of shame, period, end of story. Rouhani's comments come at an interesting time. You know, so we saw three beheadings, and this is what follows: the James Foley, Stephen Sotloff, the two Americans, and then David Haynes, the Brit. Rouhani, at an interview in his palace, this, you know, came ahead of his visit next week to the United Nations in New York to attend the General Assembly. Well, most of the discussion is probably going to be about how to counterattack the Islamic State. Now, the U.S. has been trying to build a coalition to fight the Islamic State. And Ayatollah al-Khamenei this week said he had rejected Washington's offer for talks on the issue. So there you have it. Read between the lines. 40 nations so far have signed up, by the way. 40 nations have signed up to do that. You know that. We've been talking about that. Cuts to food stamps are only going to hit four states. When the story first came out, people were adding up in their head, well, geez, well, who's that going to affect and how many people is that going to affect? And now, as it turns out, it's four states. That's it for now. A farm bill signed by the president in February attempted to save money by scaling back what was a loophole in the food stamp program that entitled low-income families to more food if they actually participated in a federal heating assistance program. So states were giving some people as little as a dollar a year in heating assistance so they could get more food aid. It's called Heat and Eat. So among the 16 states that allow the practice or some form of it, 12 governors have taken steps to avoid the food stamp cuts, and that was the way around that. So the new law says that people can't get the higher food benefits unless they get more than $20 a year in heating assistance. So they hoped it would be too expensive for states to pay. So for now, the cuts only affect Michigan, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and New Hampshire. All but New Hampshire have Republican governors. All but New Hampshire. Yeah, that's when it gets tough. It gets tough in the winter. And so that's what they don't want to see happen. They don't want to see people, you know, trying to figure out which do I do, how do we do this, and especially when they have families. But, I mean, regardless, either way. Since so much focus of the NFL, instead of what's happening in week three, is on what's not happening and what's happening to the people who are being charged with child abuse or domestic violence or some other charge. And there's at least six recently, including Adrian Peterson, who said that he was sorry, but this was how he was raised and all that sort of stuff. The Vikings say they made a mistake changing course and deciding that Peterson would be placed on the NFL's exempt list, barring him from all team activities until his child abuse case is solved. They won't do anything until that is solved, which basically means that he will still get his money. So in other words, he's scheduled to make $13 million right now. He's scheduled to make $13 million. And signing bonus-wise, you could throw in some more money in that direction, too. And remember, he's got an attorney, Rusty Hardin, who's talking about a possible plea deal. But he says he imagines the two would discuss the possibility once, you know, the lawyer returns, and they'll discuss where they're headed from there. And I think that has to do with money is what we're talking about. With the Radisson Hotel dumping out and some sponsors, that they decided they were going to make this move, I think. So the money we're talking about is $13 million. But none of that money is guaranteed. $2.4 million from the signing bonus, that would be something that would be in play. And if you add up him getting his salary while he's on the sidelines, I mean, you're talking about a pretty nice chunk of change per game. It's like crazy money. It's something like $600,000 plus. $600,000 plus. Wow. So it really puts it into perspective when you break it down, like at a game rate or an hourly rate versus, okay, here's the big round chunky number. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. I think that's why these players like Peterson, their families are coming out. People are trying to help them because it's a lot of people that are usually in the background that have their hand out because, hey, they're part of the posse and the crew and whatever. So any cuts to that affects all of them. I hate to be so sinister. And then some are just family members and they're enraged. Would you believe that this iPhone 6 or you can't, or the iPhone 6 Plus you can't get until Friday, but the iOS 8, the latest version of Apple's mobile operating system, is now live? You know what that means? If you're carrying around one of those phones, it tells you that you have to update. It's the most infuriating thing. What if I just want everything to stay the same? Why do I have to keep updating? I'm not going to make fun of the people I know now that have flip phones because they're not getting notifications that the iOS whatever is time to upgrade. But that's what you do. iOS 8, they try to integrate everything. And then your apps and whatever else you have on your phone, they look completely different. You don't even recognize your phone anymore because it's not the same phone. You look at it and you've got different software and different features. Sometimes it's better, but you have to constantly get used to it. I think that's what the theme is in the future. Get, you know, change every day. It's a constant. So don't try to fight it. All right, speaking of fighting it, the House did fight it, but ultimately voted, as we've mentioned throughout the show, to pay for arming the Syrian rebels and the training. The vote was 273 to 156 in the House, so they funded the anti-ISIS forces in Syria. Now, we'll see what happens with the Senate, but this was probably the toughest hurdle. And there were still 85 Democrats in the mix of the people who said no, who said no. I think the president was very, very surprised by that one. All right, we're making that final turn of the hour. Stay with us as we complete it here on America Tonight.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
I promise we're going to lighten the load, so to speak, as we're hitting those last couple of straightaways here for America Tonight, this hour anyway. As I'm fond of saying, you can always get us 24/7. Simply slip us an email at americatonight.net. Thanks to Dan Burnt, who stepped in for Nathan Reeder for this show. And I got to say, Dan and I were speaking off the air. That is the magic that happens in radio. And he told me an interesting thing. He just had a brush with fame with Buddy Guy. Do you know who Buddy Guy is? I love blues. Like, probably right up there, jazz, blues, that's up there for me, but definitely blues. And Buddy Guy was somebody that Dan came across. Dan, tell the people what you're kind of doing and how you had a chance to actually hear Buddy Guy, who I'm dying to hear.
Well, when I'm not here, I work as a backline tech. So I'm like the roadie on stage, work specifically with the band. But I work for a company out of St. Paul that just rents gear, and so I'm just for hire and prep music equipment for festivals and live events.
How fun. And you got to do the Buddy Guy thing when he was in Minneapolis. Now we have a lot of listeners in Florida, and he's on a Florida swing. He's going to Fort Lauderdale. He's going to the Hard Rock there, the Seminole Hard Rock, and... Mm-hmm. Clearwater, where my family lives over, kind of in that direction, and Jacksonville and all that. Cool. Mm-hmm. Fun. I'm like, are you hoping that, like, eventually you hook up with, I don't know, the Rolling Stones or something?
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice to get an A-list gig like that. No, any touring gig, I mean, anything I can get with music, that's all I kind of want to do, so.
Music. Now, are you a Pandora person when you, like, when you fire up, do you fire up the Pandora app when you're out somewhere?
I usually do the Spotify
uh-huh.
thing, but in my, I drive around 87 conversion van. That's my car because I bought it for my band to tour in. And so when we're not touring, that's my car to drive around town and get to and from work. And that has a cassette player.
Nice.
And that's what I use mostly, actually, is cassettes still.
Cassettes? You're old school, old school. Oh, that's funny. I don't even know if I have a cassette left in my life anywhere. How about the rest of you out there? Does anyone out there have a cassette? Wow. Good for you, Dan Burnt. Well, thanks for telling us that story.
Thank you. I can just
picture him in my head now driving around in this van playing, you know, some kind of cassettes, one cassette after another. How about a little Rush? Let me plug that in.
Soundgarden, usually.
Oh, Soundgarden's great. There you go. Yeah. You know, there is a thing where you can dub that off, by the way. You don't have to stick with the cassettes.
Oh, yeah.
How many people in this audience, I wonder, have 8-tracks? If you are old school, and, I mean, you're a fossil. If you were traveling around and you've got 8-tracks, you are officially a fossil. And I would say if you're spinning vinyl, if you have an album, you are. But that's not true because that's sort of retro and come back. People are buying records. They go to these stores and find all these cool records, and they have a turntable. And they even have a turntable that you can plug into your computer. So it's not completely ridiculous to have a turntable. I've gone to a couple places now where I've been with people and they've got them, and it's just not shocking to me anymore. All right, how about a little news you can abuse? Iced coffee, Dunkin' Donuts says, isn't just for the summer. They're pushing iced coffee to, they say, heat up profits. A cup of iced down Java usually costs a buck or two more than the hot version. Sales at Dunkin' Donuts rose just a bit over 1% last quarter. Dunkin' people are still looking for a good year, they think, based on all the locations they have. If you've ever been to a Dunkin' Donuts, they have 7,700 of them. But see, I'm not the iced coffee type, so it wouldn't cost me as much. I would just get the regular cup of coffee. And I love this story. She is absolutely the most senior of the senior class of 2014. 100-year-old Mildred Principe has finally gotten her high school diploma. The Northern California woman dropped out 8 decades ago to get married. Earlier this week, Principe was honored at Hayward High School. She says getting her diploma in the ceremony was unbelievable. She told the San Francisco Chronicle she remembers everything, but says that it's a blessing and a curse. I can see what she means, a blessing and a curse. How cool is that? I think it's very cool to be that old and to, that old and to survive, and obviously being able to thrive if she's able to do that. I think that's something to be applauded. My great grandmother lived to be 100 years old, and she did really well up until the very end. And I had a grandfather that lived into his 90s. We had somebody on the show, and I can't remember who it is now off the top of my head, that said, you wait and see, that right now somebody has been born. Somebody's been born that could live to be 150, which I find that so hard to believe. 150 years old. That there's somebody walking around that with the technology we have to keep people alive and whatnot, that they'll be able to do that. They'll be able to claim they're the oldest person that ever lived. Ooh. talk about a blessing and a curse. I would think that that could definitely go either way. It might be like, oh man, I've read every book, I'm ready. And especially if you start to lose eyesight and everything else that you lose as you get older, that could be, I don't know, that could be tough. How about this? When, in talking about, as I said, we've had so much heavy news with ISIS and, you know, with so many other things, that I said we would lighten the load, and based on some of the crazy stories we've talked about, it's negative, 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 and it's, you know, it's the times we live in that all of a sudden there's this just rash of the, rash of with ISIS and some of the other things that we've talked about that have happened this past week. But how about this? Here's something you don't see every day or think about. Beanie Babies. Remember Beanie Babies? Oh, they used to be everywhere. Now you can still find them. You can find them in antique stores. The Beanie Baby creator was in court. Why was the Beanie Baby in court? Well, federal prosecutors are seeking to put the billionaire creator in prison for hiding millions in Swiss bank accounts and keeping them offshore, of course, in the Swiss bank accounts. His sentence of probation threatens to, some people say, erode the judicial system's ability to deter tax evaders. The hearing is at the U.S. 7th Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago, and they're actually have gone pretty deep into whether Ty Warner got off too easy when the lengths he went to conceal his crime were pretty great lengths to do that. Prosecutors rarely appeal sentences, but they have. They contend that the trial judge in the case inadvertently sent the message that there are different standards of justice for the rich and the poor. And this guy went to great lengths to conceal his wealth for more than a decade, lying to his own accountant, instructing the bank to destroy records, and shifting money to another foreign bank when it came to somebody's attention under, you know, it started to scrutinize what he was doing. They were starting to catch on to it. I don't think anything's going to change in this case is what I think, because this has been a long time. By the time you get through the straight-up case and by the time you go through the appeals and everything else, Warner, by the way, did agree to pay $27 million in back taxes plus interest and a civil penalty of more than $53 million. That's nearly 10 times the $5.6 million tax loss his actions actually caused. Thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight. You, Dan Burnt, for filling in, and we'll see you again here on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.